God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for that who shall ever believe it in him shall not perish but have eternal lasting life.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to episode one of the Victorious Records podcast. Big shout out to all of the Victorious Nation out there, to Victory Outreach, all of the ones here in Southern California and internationally. We are blessed to be in relationship. We are blessed to know you, to be one family in Christ. And this is the origin story. This is the beginning of a brand new movement called Victorious Records that is set to encourage and to train young artists for the glory of Jesus. And we do that through mixing, mastering, tracking vocals, as well as rap, worship, hip-hop, all kinds of different genres, lo-fi, soul, R&B, working with musicians that really start with a story of struggle and of success in Jesus' name. Glory to God. And today we are starting this brand new podcast with my brother Water Walker, Larry, who is our first guest and maybe really more of a guest. He's a co-host and a partner in this movement of Christ. My name is David Trigg, and I am the producer of this podcast. Larry is not only an amazing artist and prophet and minister of the gospel, but he's also an artist himself. And you can find him at WaterWalker100 on all the platforms, Spotify, iTunes, and as well as Instagram and all the rest. By the way, you can support this ministry by going to buymeacoffee.com/David Trigg, and you can then sponsor this podcast, and you can sponsor this ministry, you can sponsor an artist, you can donate so that we can continue to bring glory to Jesus through this music ministry. So with that said, I want to encourage you to follow us on Instagram at David Trigg, as well as WaterWalker100, and you can then follow us there and keep up with all our latest podcasts and episodes. So now let's get into episode one with Water Walker, episode one of Victorious Records Podcast. Sometimes the enemy tries to set the trap, it's a wrap. I was brokenhearted, I was upside down, I was lost in misery, but now I'm... Okay, so I thought we should start, my brother Larry, first by starting a little Bible study.
Amen.
You know, we're here in the Victorious Records Podcast.
Yeah.
And we just want to make sure that you guys know that we love you, that we're here for one reason and one reason alone, and that is to glorify the name of Jesus.
Come on, Pastor.
And you know, we as artists, we sometimes need that kick in the butt, Whoa. That encouragement, but most of all, we need lots of kindness.
Yes.
The Bible says in Romans chapter 2 that it is kindness that leads to repentance. You know, sometimes we have maybe parents or even people that we admire that are a little maybe too heavy-handed, or that just simply, you know, they want us to do the right thing, but they can be a little aggressive.
Aggressiveness.
I think what we need to do, especially as an artistic community, is to extend grace. It is grace that leads us to repentance,
Walk
right?
Like Jesus, huh?
I mean, Jesus himself said it, "Who among you is without sin? You pick up the first stone." My hands are empty because I can't pick up no stone.
That's right.
Because I know my life is filled with sin and with unrighteousness. But the blood of Jesus the one who has cleansed us from all unrighteousness.
Man got that fire. He anointed by God.
And that's why. You and me, but now I see, as I stand here today, that our Father
up above is the only way. Gospel. Glory to his name. Before, I used to lean on my own understanding. You see, I come from a hard background. You know, where... You know, even in the most recent, being in prison so long, you know, I had nobody to turn to. I didn't know Jesus like, and I didn't know God like I know now. You know, but he was there the whole time. Mm-hmm. He had his hand in the mix, but all I knew was to do me. Mm-hmm. Put my back against the wall and fight the world.
Mm-hmm.
So now as you fast forward, as I come to know God, mm-hmm. you know, as when I begin barely coming back to God, because I was saved when I was 9 or 10 years old. I got saved in Victory Outreach Wine Gardens.
Amen. Glory to God.
But, you know, as I begin to come back, as I entered out of prison, you know, I hit my first storm. You know, after I fully surrendered, got re-saved, you know, I hit my first storm. And, you know, it was a wild one. I was getting shaken. And all I knew, Pastor Trent, was to... do what I knew.
Yeah.
And lean on my own understanding, right. You know?
Yeah.
Keep in mind, I'm a baby Christian. I'm barely learning how to crawl. You know, and even though people are telling me what to do, I had to take this on my own.
Mm.
And as I took it on my own, I realized I can't take it on my own.
Yeah.
I learned it. I'm not to lean on my own understanding.
Yeah.
All we have to do is surrender and give it to God.
Every time.
He's right there with his arms wide open saying, son, Larry, son, David, I'm here. I'm here. Give it to me. And now as I go through my valleys and whatever it may be, you know, season storms and, you know, self-inflictions, whatever it may be, I give it to God. You know, I give it to God. And right now as we speak, we're in the midst, you know, juggling a business. God bless me with a business. But at the same time, he's saying, hey, if I take away this business, are you still going to love me? Are you still going to serve? Are you still going to trust me?
Yeah.
God, I trust you.
Yes.
Because he's the same one that gave it to me. He could give it to me 10 times better. He could give it to me the same way, however it may be, but he take it away. Take it away because all that matters is if I have God. You know, through it all, we have to trust him. You know, and we won't fear no evil. Yeah. You know, we won't fear no evil as we walk through the valley of the shadow
that's
of
right,
death.
That's right.
You know, we will trust in the Lord because we got the Lord God Almighty. Greater is he that is in me than he that is of the world.
Amen.
Pass.
Amen. That's you know, right. That's right.
That's how we got to walk.
I love that.
You know?
I love that, Brother Larry. Man, I was thinking about how our common vision here for Victorious Records in this podcast.
Come on now. Victorious Records, check it out.
Victoria, check it out. Yeah, make sure that you...
That's the TV.
We'll tell you all about all of our places to follow and listen to Larry's music.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Water Walker, yeah, check that out on Spotify, iTunes,
and
Amazon,
all the other...
YouTube.
Yeah. All of you that are coming.
That's right.
You know, we got doors wide open for that.
Let's talk about that. So the purpose of this podcast and of Victorious Records is to invite artists to come and worship the Lord and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, we are at a time where the church needs to reinvent itself. We've been through a lot.
Yes.
Pandemic, politics, fear, anxiety,
yes.
You know, all kinds of failures, you know, and we need to now, as a people of God, come back online, get back together with Jesus.
Yes.
First in intimacy with him. Restore that relationship with God.
Yes.
Just to restore that presence.
Yes.
But then we need to then go out and we need to save the lost. We need to seek and save the lost. Isaiah 61 says that we have the Spirit of God. The Spirit of the sovereign God is upon me, said Isaiah, speaking of his people, speaking of you and me. It says, and he has anointed. Anointed was oil. Back in those days when a prophet was to be called to the ministry, they would grab a flask of oil. And they would pour it on his head, and it would go down his beard and his garments. And that stuff smelled beautifully. Everyone around in that sanctuary, the tabernacle, or that tent could smell and see and feel that this man was anointed by God. And now his responsibility then was to go out and spread the message of love to other people. To bring, it says here, to set captives free. To bring joy to the joyless.
Listen
to bring mourning to dancing, or to bring dancing to those who are mourning.
Yes.
And so when you are given that oil of gladness called lyrics, a song in your heart, maybe a guitar lick, you have been anointed by the Holy Spirit.
Anointed.
And so that intimacy, that oil is something we have to keep seeking. Because that oil can fade. We have to keep restoring that relationship with God and with each other. But second, we are then to go out and set captives free. And so, Brother Larry, let's talk about how are we going to do that? How are we planning on setting captives free through music? So I'll start a little bit. So the way that we're first starting to do this is by recording music. And when we record music here at Victoria Studios, we have Bible studies. We have a relationship with each other.
Come on.
We eat together. Our wives are getting to know each other.
Yep.
Our kids are getting to know each other. You know, we play with the dog. We go to church. We go to lunch. We go to churches together. And that's very important. But second is we want to invite other people to join us. And so, Brother Larry, you've met a ton of people. Tell us more about how you're connecting with different artists and how God's working in that area.
Well, you know, we Pastor David said, right here, it's just not just full on come record and put on a show and perform. Nah.
Yeah.
We get into the word first.
Yeah, that's right.
We get into prayer.
Yes.
We even do a little counseling back and forth,
that's right.
You know, and be real 100 with each other.
Amen.
And, you know, it's always God first. Mm. Always God first in everything we do. And that's how things begin to, doors open up, divine appointments, crooked roads straight. Divine appointments is what comes in with when I go places.
Yeah.
You know, God puts people in my path, you know, and doors begin to open. I begin to notice artists that, you know, that have their talents, but they're hiding. They have no outlet. They have no way of saying, hey, I want, they have the burning desire and the burden in their heart to go and use their talents that God gave them to minister to people, the broken, the captives. You know, the treasures that are still in darkness.
Yes.
You know, but God is putting them and me in each other's path. So, you know, we got Sister Jules.
Yeah.
You know,
shout
Julia.
Out Sister Julie.
All the way out from Chino Victory Outreach.
That's right.
You know?
Shout out to Chino.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
shout out.
We crossed paths some way, somehow.
Yeah.
God set it up. You know, I don't question why. I allow God. It's His will, not ours, you know.
Yeah.
And we crossed paths,
yeah.
and man, here we are. We laid our track, and you know,
right.
We got more tracks coming.
Yes.
And you know, when you hear the tracks, like, you know, we could sit here and we could just write, you know, do us. But you know, when we write and we do things, we allow God and to allow the Spirit, you know, to lay down what's being spoken or what's being sung or what's being rapped.
Yeah.
You know, minister. We
Amen.
Say minister. We're not
minister.
Rappers. We're ministers.
We're ministers.
You know,
yeah.
And we come to minister, you know, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. But what we're doing is, you know, any of you, you know, there's an outlet here.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel that burning desire in your heart,
Amen. Come on.
If you feel that God
Come
is
on.
Saying, hey, I've called you to be an evangelist and minister through your music,
Come
or
on.
I've called you to, hey, even just get on a song,
Come on.
Or whatever it may be. If you feel that you want to be used by God,
name of Jesus, come on.
We're creating something here.
Come
Pastor,
on.
Pastor David and I are creating
Jesus.
Something here. We created Victorious Records, you know, and we're victorious in everything we do because we fight from victory.
In the name
Our
of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus is a victorious worker.
Yes, Lord.
Warrior. Victorious overall over
yes,
everything.
Yes, yes.
So we came with the name Victorious because we don't lose.
We
because
don't lose.
You know why we don't lose? Because we got God on our
side. In
the
side. Name of Jesus.
Always winning.
Whew.
You know what I'm saying? All we have to do is trust in Him. Now, if you try to lean on your own, you're going to lose.
Uh-oh.
You know, but with God by your side. So, Pastor Trey, what we're doing here is studio environment.
Yep.
God first.
Yes.
You know, and you can come here. And doors wide open.
Absolutely.
You know, we're not saying, oh, well, you got to pay this for beats and you got to pay this for this. No. Come join this journey now.
Yes.
We're not even focused on the money part.
Get you know, in now.
Get in now. We're,
yeah.
we're coming. We go places, perform for free. People
Amen.
Want to bless in the name of Jesus.
Yep.
That's between you and God.
That's right.
You know, but us, between me and my God,
mm-hmm.
I go and I minister for free. You know, because he
yes.
produces for free.
That's
because
right.
because we're not doing it for the riches of this world.
Nope.
We're doing it for the riches in heaven, for
Amen.
Our eternal life with our Lord Jesus
Praise
Christ.
Praise Lord Jesus.
So if you have that passion, that burn, come on this journey
come
with us. Come join us. You know, I'm pretty sure Pastor
yes.
David's going to put it on
yep.
a location,
yep.
Instagram, whatever
yep.
it may be. Come join us. Reach out. We'll yep. reach right back. And
yep.
and if it is God ordained, if it is what is meant to be God's will, then you'll move forward with us, and you know we going places in the name of Jesus.
In the name
you know
of Jesus.
We're going places. We're gonna go hit them dark corners,
yeah.
them dark neighborhoods, them dark countries,
mm.
and minister to what God gave us,
Glory.
Our music,
glory,
and watch lives change, watch chains be broken, watch shackles be unleashed.
Glory to Jesus.
You know, that's what God is using us for.
That's right. And we've seen that already, you know, like a story that I love telling is just
yeah.
a month, even less, a couple of weeks ago,
Come on,
we
friend.
Finished, you know, the beautiful song Saved My Life. Check it out on iTunes and Spotify. And I have a young boy, and I can't get into the details, you know, because of confidentiality that I counsel. And but just a brief, basically, he needed some help. And we were talking, reading scripture, and he was listening. But I knew that he needed more than that. He was talking about not knowing if he was saved, about his spiritual condition. And guess what came to my mind? This man's song.
Mm.
We went next door to the studio. We were right here in the living room, just counseling. Very, very difficult time. He's a young man, has gone through a tragic loss. And he had a lot of questions. We went next door, I play the track, and he loves hip hop. All his friends, he grew up in Paramount, so you know his dad also was into rap and a lot of things. So he connected with the music. Second, he heard the quality and he's like, oh, okay, this is legit. But then he heard the message. In minutes, he was tearing up. And we went back here and we prayed and he recommitted his life to the Lord.
Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
He recommitted his life to Jesus. This young man who I'm telling you, again, I can't go into details, but that wasn't doing well. In a matter of minutes, because of the anointing, the Spirit of God upon this man's head and his beard and his dressing and his garments of praise, through the power of those lyrics and that beat and that production, this young man's life has been changed in the name of Jesus.
Oh, that's powerful.
That's what we're doing
here.
That's what we're doing here.
That's exactly.
We're not here trying to be the next big thing. We're trying to see great things in people's lives.
Yeah,
in young people's lives.
Watch God move.
And I can say this part. I don't think this breaks anything. He's 13 years of age.
Ooh.
He just turned 13. He was 12 when this terrible thing happened in his life. So we're talking about young men and women who need this message. They need you to get behind that microphone right here in the studios, Victoria's Records, and begin to lay down your anointing.
Pour it out.
So that
pour
oil of gladness can be poured out from you,
yeah,
from the Master, from the Lord Jesus Christ, to your life, through your message and through your anointing into these young people's lives.
Pour it out, yes.
That's what we're doing here.
Yes. We're building God's kingdom.
Yep.
We're building God's kingdom and we're being used by Him. We're being apostles, creating disciples to go and tell the whole nation about our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we're being used. Pastor David right here alone is being used. You know, for what he's doing, he can charge hundreds, thousands of dollars, you know, studio time and records and beats. And he has every equipment you can think of. Everything and anything. So many different programs for the studio recording.
God's blessed us.
Yes. Yeah, you know.
Yes.
So... but he is allowing God's, and he's still going.
Yes.
You know, he could say, well, hey, look, we're doing something here, so let's move forward and not invite. No, we're saying the door is open. Come on out, because we know there's people like you that have been through what you've been through.
That's right.
That need to hear your story. That need to say, hey, you know, that's me. What they're singing about, what they're ministering about is me.
Yes.
And, you know, and that's what we're hearing. And God is using this man to do it all. To do it all. And all you have to do is come with an open heart.
Yes.
Sincerity and trusting in God and putting God first.
That's right.
And we'll welcome you with wide open arms.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. So we want to wrap this up. You know, we want to keep this really nice and tight and sweet for you. We want to just extend the invitation. You know, we're here in Long Beach, California, in the LA area, and we really want you to be a part of this ministry,
yes,
this move of God. And I'm telling you, we have amazing connections.
Yes.
We have amazing people, relationships.
Yes.
We've been to amazing things just in the last few days.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, the greatest tool and miracle that we have is the presence of Almighty God.
Come
that
on.
Is what makes us confident. Like it says in what we read earlier, it's not us, it is not all these things, we're thankful, but it's the power of God that we are relying upon. And we're thankful for the gifts as well, and we invite you to come.
Yes.
We need more people to join this ministry, to join this move of God, to bless your church through this ministry, to bless your particular YouTube videos or YouTube channel through this ministry called Victorious Records.
Victorious Records.
Are here to mentor you. We're here to produce your music. We're here to release the power of God through your talent.
Yes.
And if you feel like you're not quite as ready or your lyrics don't have yet that flow, this man is going to help you with all things dealing with music. I'm here to help you with the mixing, the mastering, and the tracking.
And singing. He could give you singing sessions, too.
Absolutely. We can help you with the singing.
Every instrument, keyboard, guitar, bass, whatever it may be.
Yeah, we have
a
drummer.
He has it all.
Yeah,
we have a drummer. His son's a professional.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We have all these things available, but we want you to help us and to join us. And so you can either
spread
come be a part Absolutely. You can come and just be a part and record. You can invite maybe your family and friends to donate to this ministry. You can go to buymeacoffee.com, David Trigg for now. We'll eventually change it to Victorious Records. You can donate there $5, $10, $7 a month so that you can see this ministry lifted up. And most of all, you can be praying and spreading the gospel. Let people know. Our we're going to come up with a new Instagram for now. Go to David Trigg, and yours is Waterwalker.
Waterwalker 100
or David Trigg. Follow us there so you can stay connected to what we're doing.
A lot of new stuff coming out.
We have, tell them about it.
One more thing, just, you know, just even if you say, hey, I'm not ready to make music or I'm not, but I feel the burden, come on out. Come on out and just allow, maybe we get into some Bible study.
There you go.
You know, we get into some prayer.
Yes.
And even if you leave saying, hey, maybe God has something, let his will be done.
That's right.
But at least if you need prayer, if you need God, if you need anything in your life that has to do with God and you're unsure of what they're, come on out. Come on out and let's get into prayer. Let's the Bible says that where two or three are gathered, there I am in your midst. He's here.
That's right.
So, you know, this man is licensed counselor.
Licensed minister,
everything. Both. So we here, you know, we got churches all over. Victory Outreach, you know, if you guys need a church, you know, come on out, you know. But besides that, you know, we want to invite you with wide open arms,
That's
man.
Right. Welcome.
Welcome here and best producer you would ever find.
In the name of Jesus.
No, doctor.
In the name of Jesus.
You know,
thank you, Lord.
You know, God, with God behind anything and everything, who can stop it?
So come join us and come pray with us. If you also have skills in in media.
Yes.
We already have a small team growing, but we need more people
to
just load the cameras and get all the technical stuff ready for us. We need a whole team so that we can launch in power and that we can see lives be changed.
Yep.
I just want to pray for you.
Let's close out.
If you would like to leave a comment below with your prayer requests or with just an encouragement, please leave it at the bottom of this video on YouTube, on Instagram, wherever you're watching this. We need your support.
Yes.
We need you to spread this message.
Yes.
We're going to continue with these podcasts every week so that you can stay tuned. Maybe every Tuesday at noon, we're going to work out all the details. But we just want to encourage you to be in prayer for us, to give as God calls you, but most of all, to just be serving and praying in your own area, in your own church, in your own neck of the woods, in your room. Get that computer, get that guitar out, and begin to worship the Lord. Get your phone out and put on some worship music and just get into the flow of the Spirit of God so that He can touch you and bless you. Let's pray, my brother Larry. Lord God, I want to bless you and thank you for your power. I thank you, God, that you are in this place and that there is no other name but the name of Jesus.
Yes, Father.
You are the most powerful, amazing God that we could ever dream or imagine, Lord, because you love us and you care for us.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for my brother Larry. I thank you for Victorious Records.
Yes,
I thank
Father.
You for his family, for all of the people around us, for our wives, our friends, our children, everything, God, that's around us. We anointed. We pray for the gear. We pray for protection.
Yes.
But most of all, we pray for people, God, to come to know you through the message of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I know there are other young 12-year-olds and 13-year-olds and 20-year-olds and 50-year-olds that need the message of hope.
Yes.
So, Lord, I pray that you use Victorious Records and every artist that will come out of this ministry in the name of Jesus so that your message will go out to the nations, God, so that young and old, black and white can hear the gospel of hope, the powerful message of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all of the artists that may be listening to this podcast, God, that you lift them up. Lord, we deal with anxiety, with depression, with fear, with frustration.
Yes.
The enemy comes and attacks us and takes away our cars, our clothes, our jobs, our relationships.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, God, we pray against the powers of darkness.
We rebuke and bind the
devil in the name of Jesus, and he will flee from us. So that, God, you can lift the artist for your sake. That you can lift ministers that have that anointing of music and rap and writing and percussion so that we can be lifted. We can be lifting up your name and we can be raised to a new place, Lord.
Yes.
I bless you. I thank you in Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen. Well, we love you, my dear friends. We thank you for how awesome you are in supporting us. And as I said, we're going to continue with these podcasts. So come back here every week. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We'll see you next time. Make sure you check out Water Walker. And make sure you go and follow us on Instagram.
We're all over digital platform. Go and check it out. Water Walker 100. The first song out, Save My Life. You know, after that, we got more coming.
That's right. In the name of Jesus. God bless you guys.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
He really did for me. Look at my life. I'm a walking testimony. Living city to city. And so you stayed with me. Never did you leave or forsake me. Even when I was drunk out in the street, you still came in and you gave me something. Never going back. No matter how many times the enemy tries to set the trap, it's a wrap. I was broken hearted. I was upside down.